Gentis presents The Turin Shroud Secret by Sam Krister. Narrated by Michael Bauer. To Donna and Billy, for your priceless gifts of time and understanding. One by one, the devotees remove bricks from the centuries-old sanctuary. They know they're unleashing a force that will kill most horribly, one that will either save everything they hold sacred or destroy it forever. Part 1. And Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. English Standard Bible. Chapter 1. Wednesday evening, Beverly Hills, Los Angeles. There are many reasons why he kills. Why, right at this moment, he's about to kill again. It's a need, a craving, an aching, gnawing compulsion, like sex. When he's not doing it, he's thinking about it, fantasizing, planning, rehearsing. Killing to him is as necessary and inevitable as drawing breath, only more pleasurable, memorable. This one is going to be easy. Perfect. The best yet. The unkilled always are. That's what he calls them. Not the living, not the next victim, the unkilled. A quiet neighborhood, a woman living alone. One not even aware that while she busied herself in that pretty rear garden, he slipped into her life and home. He's been lying in wait for hours, unnoticed like a dog in a favorite hiding place. His ears twitching as he follows her sounds around the darkening house, his furtive mind imagining her every movement. There's a thin clattering noise. She's tidying up after her dinner, for one. A soft thump, shutting the dishwasher. Tumbling clunks, ice from the dispenser on the tall fridge by the kitchen door. A glass of water to take to bed. Click, click, click. Turning out the lights. Closing doors. Bump, 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 bump. Footsteps. Coming upstairs, heavy-footed, desperate to lie down on her big soft bed and sleep. A soft click. A bedside lamp warms the big bedroom with a buttercup glow. Running water. A shower. Nice and hot. A warm soak to make her clean for bed. Fresh for death. He waits. Counts off the seconds and minutes. 720 seconds, 12 long minutes. Now the whir of a hairdryer. Best not to go to sleep with wet hair. Most unhealthy. The television mutters. Music. A film. News. She's zapping, searching for something to distract her from the rigors of the day. The Tonight Show. Conan. House. Click. The crackle of static on the plasma screen. Silence. A final click. The lamp. Darkness. He lies there, beneath the bed, savoring the floating echo of the last sounds, like a sliver of communion wafer dissolving on the tongue. Soon he hears the whisper of her breathing, faint sighs rising like soft light breaking the dawn sky. Sleep is gently preparing her for God and for him. He rolls out from his shelter, slow, graceful, careful. A deadly animal emerging from cover, exposed in the wild, closing on its prey, tingling with anticipation. He puts one hand around her throat and places the other across her mouth. Her eyes flash open with shock. He smiles down at her and whispers, Dominus vobiscum, the Lord be with you. Chapter 2. Thursday morning, Manhattan Beach, Los Angeles. It's November, but still 90 out in the dunes. California does that sometimes. A golden fall to make up for a poor summer. 30-year-old homicide detective Nick Caracandas makes a visor out of his right hand and strains his blue-gray eyes at the sparkling diamond swirl of